Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Financially distressed farmers with USDA loans are getting help that may keep them on the land and farming. Gary Crawford has the story.
The star of the show here, the person that really matters, is the farmer, and keeping that farmer, him or her, on the land so that he or she can take care of her family and their community.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters the other day that thanks to money in the Inflation Reduction Act, USDA's already at work on that goal of keeping farmers on the land. Now, USDA carries loans and loan guarantees for about 115,000 farm borrowers. These are operators who cannot get credit elsewhere. The USDA is the lender of last resort. 11,000 of those 115,000 have been at least 60 days behind on loan payments, but USDA has taken action on that count.
And the first order of business was to basically to utilize roughly $600 million to make payments, in essence, to bring those borrowers current. So approximately 11,000 folks have or will receive correspondence from the USDA advising them that these payments have been made and that they are now current and that they will remain current until the next annual payment is due next year in 2023.
And Vilsack says this is not only to help producers financially, but also, as you might imagine,
to give those 11,000 borrowers the peace of mind that they don't have to be concerned or worried about the possibility of foreclosure.
However, some producers before the COVID-related suspension of foreclosures and such had already been embroiled in the bankruptcy or foreclosure process.
And we will be working with them on a case-by-case basis.
Now, beyond helping currently distressed farmers, Vilsack announced plans for the future, which would
chart a new path in terms of USDA's approach to borrowers, particularly distressed borrowers.
He said it would change the USDA from just overseeing loans and collecting payments and such to a much more farmer-friendly approach.
We have incredibly experienced loan officers. They're really good at what they do. They know when they see warning signs or an indication that there may be some difficulties or challenges, then they can work with the farmer. Instead of the farmer being reluctant to come into the office because they don't know what they're going to do, now they'll know that, gosh, there's some resources there. Maybe I need to come in and talk to my loan officer. Maybe I need to explain to him what my circumstance is, and maybe we together can figure out a route forward. So it's that kind of conversation that's going to take place.
A conversation and approach that hopefully will
try to address and assist folks before they get to a point of no return.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.